Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in western Puerto Rico have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can, while the National Weather Service is warning that Guadataca Dam is beginning to fail. VOA's Mia Bush on the situation with the dam.
Operators at the dam on Lake Guadataca in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Puerto Rico's government called the situation very dangerous.
Officials saying 50 to 70,000 people may need to be evacuated, and they do not know how much time residents will have to evacuate. Meantime, Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello said at least 13 people have died so far as the island deals with dangerous floodwaters following the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria, which was the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory, in almost 90 years. Maria weakening now as it moves north toward the Bahamas over the weekend. The top U.S. Homeland Security official has suggested to President Trump new standards for visitors and immigrants applying to come to the United States. Temporary restrictions on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries are set to expire on Sunday. Mr. Trump recently used Twitter to call for what he called a far larger, tougher, and more specific travel ban. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran on the scope of the deal. President Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement unless it broadens its punish Iran for pursuing ballistic missiles. This is VOA News. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop addressing North Korea at the Asia Society in New York. She said North Korea ultimately wants to be a nuclear power and that it's unacceptable to Japan, South Korea, and others.
If North Korea is able to be a nuclearized state, that will inevitably lead to Japan and South Korea going nuclear. Then we're talking about a proliferation race. That would be catastrophic. So I think that our best option at present is to maximize the pressure on North Korea to get to that negotiating table.
Bishop also spoke about the plight of the Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. She said the nation's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi may be taking the blame for matters that are outside her control. Aung San Suu Kyi has been blamed for not doing enough to protect the Rohingyas, who say they have been abused by the country's military and the majority Buddhist, forcing them to seek safety in neighboring Bangladesh. More than 400,000 have fled to Myanmar in recent months. Authorities in Mexico have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to 293 as rescue workers continue to search through the rubble, refusing to give up hope of finding survivors. Mexican rescue workers, supported by teams from around the world, have rescued dozens of people in Mexico City and surrounding towns. This man is a rescuer from Panama.
Our government has sent a team of 32 rescuers and two search dogs, which will be at the disposal of local authorities to help with all search and rescue efforts.
Rescue teams in central Mexico have been working around the clock among the flattened buildings in search of survivors. This woman lived in a building hard hit by the quake.
The civil protection people have not come. Those who have come are architects, people who have been inspecting the building. They have told us that it's not in a terrible state. Others tell us that it is, and we have to evacuate.
President Enrique Peña Nieto insists rescue operations will continue until all survivors and those who perished are found. Officials in Indonesia raised the alert level for a volcano on the resort island of Bali to the highest threshold over fears an eruption would be imminent. Thousands of residents and tourists evacuated from villages near the volcano, which last erupted more than 50 years ago. Hundreds of small tremors this week also have rattled the mountain, which is about 70 kilometers northeast of the tourist destination Kuta. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.